702.
Weekend Breakfast with Rufino Mpaganyane.
Live, online,
smartphones,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7 and 106 FM.
7:37 on the Sunday edition of Weekend Breakfast. It is the 5th of December. Thanks so much for staying with Weekend Breakfast. So during the segment of the show, we'll be helping you find gems, some spots, some areas in your province, your city that you can visit. Because, of course, you might not be able to travel internationally, but you can certainly uncover or revisit parts of Gauteng that you hadn't thought of or hadn't thought to visit in a while, or just had never had time to visit. So that's what we'll be doing in the weeks to come during this period, just after the 7:30 sports update. Today's focus, however, is comes on the back of the red listing and the travel bans that South Africa and Southern African countries experienced on the back of that announcement that our scientists had sequenced a new COVID-19 variant, Omicron. My goodness, the word has become ubiquitous in just over a week, hasn't it? And helping us today have this conversation about the impact on red listings and travel bans on our holiday plans as South Africans is Kim Taylor, who's the Customer Experience Director for Flight Centre Travel Group. Of course, I imagine they've had to scramble and quickly address the concerns and the worries and the inquiries of their various customers over this past week. So let's get a sense of what recourse is available to you as an international traveler, someone who's bought a ticket to fly around the world. And if not recourse, then how do you salvage the situation and make the best of it? Kim Taylor is a Customer Experience Director at the Flight Centre Travel Group. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast. Thank you for your time.
Hi, good morning, Rafael. How are you?
I am exceedingly well, Kim. I imagine you are slightly frazzled after the week and a half that you've had.
Yes. Yes, it has been a crazy week for us. I was saying to someone on Friday, I can't believe on Friday was a week since we cancelled Black Friday, something that's unheard of. But yes, it certainly has been a busy week for our guys, supporting our customers. And obviously just trying our very, very best to keep them updated with the information as it comes through to us.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, Kim, we've seen this movie before in last year during the initial stages of COVID-19 and the ensuing lockdowns, which were global, not targeted specifically at us in this way. But was last year a practice run of sorts around how to deal with your customers' inability, unfortunately for them, to travel to specific countries because of red listing? And how have you brought that same experience to bear during this year's with this year's experience?
Yes, absolutely. I think there was initial last week Friday when the reports started trickling through, obviously the UK being the first sort of country to place us back onto a red list, and then we anticipated a domino effect from then. We were 100% spot on. Countries followed suit, and as the weeks gone on, more and more countries are kind of tightened their regulations or restrictions. So certainly it does feel like it was a bit of practice for us last year. There was initial panic, but I think our company very quickly pivoted to obviously booking travel, and we've been booking lots of travel in the last sort of 3 to 4 months, and we saw many green shoots coming through, to quickly pivoting sales to kind of supporting our customers. So we knew what we had to do. The first step was cancelling Black Friday. We were due to go out with a massive Black Friday sale, and we made the decision very early on that the responsible thing to do was to cancel that. We couldn't sell travel during this time. And we just supported our customers. And supporting them means many things. A lot of customers were in destination, so ensuring that they kind of weren't stranded and we got them to their in destination. And then certainly just reaccommodating them in terms of what the suppliers were saying. So if the suppliers were allowing cancellations or the rebooking of travel, what does that look like? And just affording our customers all the options available so they could make an informed decision regarding their travel. And also, I would say, just helping them deal with the disappointment. We had a lot of customers who had booked travel certainly for November and December to reunite with families, especially for the UK. It's a big destination for us in terms of, families going over to reunite. And just dealing with that disappointment and looking at options for them on how to get there, if there was any options. And obviously, as the week went on, you know, that became very clear that the UK was certainly not an option anymore. So, you know, what do they do with that travel? Do they postpone it? And hopefully the restrictions lift in sort of January. We just don't know at this time.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that and look at that, Kim. For those people, you know, despite the fact that the UN is warning that these travel bans are hindering or harming global cooperation amongst other things, and the fact that Omicron has spread globally, so it's, you know, it's pretty useless to keep these travel bans in place. Nonetheless, we have to forge ahead and take control of the situation as individuals. So what for a person or a customer who wants to cancel, right, because you don't want to remain on a tightrope or on tenterhooks waiting for the possible lifting, if you want to cancel that ticket that you've made or those bookings that you've made, how do you go about doing so? Is there a full refund in place? Will it be a matter of vouchers? What does it look like at this stage?
Now, so it's very much dependent on the supply. What we're seeing a lot of is not a lot of refunds. So there'll be a reaccommodation in terms of you can change your dates to a future date, and there'll be a sort of waiver on the actual date change penalty. We remain hopeful, and what we're seeing, it's very fluid at the moment. A lot of countries early on in the week were quite tight with their restrictions, and then as the weeks progressed, they've kind of said, okay, well, maybe you can travel, but there'll be a quarantine period in place, or, you know, they've changed another requirement to make it more of a testing requirement. So we remain hopeful that this is short-lived. And what we're really trying to do with our customers is kind of, you know, say if you have to cancel, then obviously that's your only option. But if we have a bit of room to play around with, maybe just hold tight until the situation becomes a little bit clearer in the next week or two, and then make a decision. But certainly, it's as per the supplier, they will have a policy in place. Not a lot of the time they will offer a refund, but they may offer a credit or a voucher to that value of the booking for a future travel date. Okay. And then we look at new dates when the customer is ready to travel.
For your customers that were already overseas, perhaps, I guess they could remain at that destination until the holiday is complete. How are you helping them to get back? I imagine that's quite tricky.
Yeah, so it was a lot of that, or we had to get them back as quickly as possible because, legislation would come into place and restriction would come into place saying, you know, that we were on a red list. So obviously we had to get them home. Where it became quite difficult as the week progressed was, a government may go out and say, we're changing our requirements for a certain country and placing them on a red list. And then if there's a national carrier or airline flying into their destination, they will adjust their schedule accordingly, which means as the week progressed, many, many routings became very restrictive for us. So we had to become quite creative in terms of routing customers via other destinations or cities to get them home. But we've done and managed it quite well. We haven't had many customers really, really stranded in destination. We've managed to bring nearly everyone home and been quite creative in terms of how we do that. Whether that meant that they had to stay in the destination a little bit longer, obviously to be outside of the country for a certain period of time, we've managed to do that. So it's been tricky, but we've done it.
Yeah. I mean, you laugh, but one imagines that it was quite harrowing there at some point for you guys. Just give us a sense of, how you've been able as a business, or what you're thinking around as a business to pivot. Obviously, you cancelled Black Friday sales last week, Friday. What are you looking at in terms of promoting domestic or local travel, despite, of course, the fact that we are in a fourth wave, all done within the existing regulations? Are you pivoting to that at this point and making it more feasible for people to at least still travel here at home?
Yeah, so I think the one silver lining out of, you know, COVID as a whole, barring the restrictions in terms of lockdowns last year, was we had this opportunity to really spotlight and highlight Africa as a destination. And I think we've continued to do that throughout. So certainly customers have come to us saying, well, look, I can't really travel now to this international destination I had, but what can I do within South Africa? And certainly we've seen bookings for South Africa. It's still early days. I think everyone was kind of holding their breath last week when President Ramaphosa spoke, but, you know, good news for us all around, we remain on level one. So certainly we will help customers with any bookings domestically, and it's still, you know, something that we will promote responsibly. Let's explore our country this December. That's all we can really do until we wait for restrictions to be lifted internationally.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Going forward, as one plans international travel or at least aspires to travel internationally, let's, you know, should these current travel restrictions be lifted, what's the kind of insurance or sort of mitigation steps? What are the kinds of mitigation steps that one ought to just keep in place or put in place when booking for international travel? The various, I guess, insurances available and measures.
Absolutely. So travel insurance, I think, was always a grudge purchase. It's no longer that. It's a necessity. You cannot book international travel and even domestic travel, I would say, to extend without booking travel insurance and making sure that there's a comprehensive travel insurance. Always checking what you're covered for in terms of the inclusions with the insurance provider you confirm the policy with. So that is a necessity. You cannot travel without that. And then what's very important, and I'm saying this really with the best interest at heart, is, you know, do book with a reputable travel company. You know, and our customers have time and time again, especially in the past week, said to us, you know, we don't know what we would have done if you hadn't been available to us 24/7 to guide us through all these restrictions and to help us rebook, you know. So really book with someone who's going to handhold you throughout the entire process, help you check the requirements, because I think often we get stuck on the requirements for the end destination, but we don't realize if we've got an itinerary where we have transits or stopovers, there's travel restrictions that apply for that as well. And also just helping you understand, where do you get your PCR test in destination, you know? Speaking from personal experience, I was in Ireland almost three weeks ago, and, you know, I had to book a PCR test in Dublin before I returned home because it's a requirement to have a negative test when you enter South Africa. You know, my travel advisor advised me where I could get that. So it's very important that you have that support, especially today. That would be the second point, is really book with a reputable travel company. If you do want to do it alone and you're comfortable with that, just always make sure that you are keeping abreast of the restrictions. So at the time of booking, I would say a week before travel and then up until the day before departure, make sure that nothing changed with the restrictions for the countries that you'll be entering.
All right. Thank you for your time this morning.